The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst. And hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, where you get to be set free from your health problems. As we're wrapping up this year, of course, the health problem we're talking about is the fact that so many of us want to lose weight. We want to have a great new year. And sadly, as I've talked for the last couple of weeks, we wait. Why wait till the turn of the new year when right now, guys, we have 2 weeks left? Many of you have already been downloading our Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook. I've gotten emails from people saying, Dr. Ernst, I've lost 5 pounds. I had an email come through this week, 17 pounds in the last 2 weeks. These are people in the Charlotte area saying, enough is enough. I'm not waiting to the new year. I am going to get my health back now. I'm going to start losing weight now. And watch this, when you lose weight, your joints feel better, your energy comes back, your brain focus comes back, and we've even seen some people have some pretty audacious testimonials. My blood sugars are going down, my blood pressures are getting better. We've even had some patients do this and have their doctors say, your labs look the best they've ever looked. So can you transform your health, become your own doctor, and activate your fat-burning switch? The answer is yes. You just need to figure out, how do you turn on your fat burning switch? If you didn't know this, you actually do inside your body. You've got a switch. It's either burn fat or store fat. And if you're like the average person during the holiday season, running around doing everything for everyone else and not doing something for yourself, hopefully today, which is now, right? We're the Saturday before Christmas, right? It's just like in a couple days. You can get a gift for yourself. Let's put energy into you. Take a moment and text the word weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. My team and I will send you the Fat Burning Switch ebook. Look, inside of here, 4 weeks laid out for you. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and desserts. If you're on our live stream, it's a meal plan and grocery list broken down week by week. You know, this is all the hard work, right? All the meal planning done for you, all the recipe lists done for you, the shopping list done for you. And there's 80 different recipes all to encourage fat burning, not just during the holiday, but whenever you activate it. And if you want this free right now, yours today, text your name and your email and the word weight loss to 704-906-2094. And as a bonus, on the 13th of January, which is a couple weeks away from today, I'm going to host a live masterclass online. You can join us, and we're going to show you how to take the 7, 10, or 15 that you lost and turn it into a total body makeover. Energy back, weight down, brain back, and then conquering whatever your health issue is. Look, if you're like most people, I hate to say it, the average person is taking a medication to control something, sugars, cholesterols, triglycerides, blood pressures, etc. And we all know there must be a better, holistic, natural way out of this. I'm going to show you on that masterclass how to master your health, how to be your own doctor, find the root cause of the why behind your health condition. Why aren't you losing weight? Why is your blood pressure high? Why is your cholesterol high? Why are your sugars high? Why have you been diagnosed? Like, rather than just accepting the prescription as the solution, let's go down and ask the big question. Why do you have what you have? And what can you do to get rid of it using functional medicine, holistic, natural techniques? You guys know the Ask Dr. Ernst Show exists for that reason. Ask the question, why? Hey, doc, Why do I have this? And don't settle for the superficial answers of it runs in your family, it's your genetics, it's your lack of exercise, because all of that has been disproven. There's always a root cause behind your health issue. And today what we're going to talk about is the fact that many of you self-sabotage unconsciously your weight loss efforts because you don't know these common myths with losing weight. You think these are going to help you lose weight, and in fact, they make you gain weight. They make you shut off your fat-burning metabolism, and I want you not only thinner, but more energetic and happier and healthier, and all of that is possible when you become your own physician again. And what do? We turn on our fat-burning switch. Okay, so I have for you a breakdown between the top diet mistakes. Listen, you're going to think this is what I'm supposed to do because this is what everyone says to do. And I've been doing this and I lost 5 or 6, but my goal is 40 and I can't seem to get the weight down. Or I want my sugars to reset and I've been doing these and nothing's changing. I mean, does this sound familiar? Most people I work with say, look, I'm frustrated. I need your help. Because I've done the diets, I've done the exercises, and I'm not getting any better. Well, hey, what if it's because you're following this myth pattern? Okay, I'm gonna give you an example. Let's talk diet first. Most people think that in order to lose weight, I need to eat less and I need to work out more. So on the side of dieting, right, everybody becomes so calorie specific. They'll grab their stuff and be like, well, hey, this says 80 calories. So as long as I only get so many calories, if I do 1,000 calories, I'll lose weight because if I work out at 1,500 and I only eat 1,000, that's a 500 net, which means I worked harder than what I ate. But I hate to say it, guys. Weight loss is not a simple equation. We talked about this last week. Weight loss is hormones in balance. And I hate to say it, calorie counting doesn't solve a weight loss issue. And the challenge is because we're counting the wrong numbers. So just for the sake of conversation, what is a calorie? Well, it's technically the measurement of the amount of heat that a product gives off when it's burned. So if you take a pound of broccoli and you light it on fire, it gives off a certain amount of heat and they'll measure that in calories. And if you take a pound of sugar and you burn that, it'll give off a certain amount of heat and they measure that in calories. So here's a question for you. What if I eat vegetables that cue up to be 500 calories and over here I eat common, sort of I'll call them junk foods, pretzels, cookies, crackers, cakes, wrapped food items, etc. And it also equals 1,000 calories. So I'm stacking calories, they're equal. But I think you can see, hopefully by you just understanding, 1,000 calories of healthy carbohydrate, foods that come from vegetables, nuts and seeds, etc., versus 1,000 calories of junk. What's the problem here? They're equal calories, but to your body, they wildly react differently. So if all you do is focus on calories, you could eat the worst foods ever and stay low calorie and think, how come I'm not losing weight? I'm doing the calorie counting and it's not working because you've got to stop counting calories. I know it's going to make your mind just hurt because every single label, every single box, every single food item out there has what in a big bold letter at the top? The amount of calories. And we think, oh, if I go low calorie, I'll lose weight. But remember, you can't just cut calories down and expect your body to lose weight. We need to actually focus on the correct things to count and to measure. So ready? Instead of counting calories, I want you to actually count the amount of fat, the amount of protein, and the amount of carbohydrates that you eat in grams every day. And here's something you're going to need to know as an equation. You want your daily intake to be fat twice that of proteins, proteins twice that of carbohydrates. And the standard American diet is typically no. Fat should go as low as humanly possible. Why? They're high calorie. Okay, be careful. Proteins we want to eat a lot of because, you know, it helps you feel full. This is the common mantra. And carbs we know we should restrict and limit, but everybody will say, well, you have to have some kind of carbohydrate. But I'm going to give you just the truth. Ready? The average American when dieting eats 100 grams of carbohydrates per day. That's a lot, just so you know. One sugar packet is 2 grams of sugar. So if you use the analogy, the average American, when dieting, is eating 50 sugar packets a day in sugar as carbohydrates. And what they're not doing is eating 100 grams of protein and 200 grams of fat to balance that out, because your body is more about homeostatic metabolic balance with nutrients more so than it is the number of calories I eat. Do you guys understand this? So like, could I eat 500 calories of crap and 500 calories of healthy, clean, good foods and win this battle by eating the healthy foods but not focusing on the calories and just recognizing how much protein, how much fat, how much carbs was in that? And what's scary, that's going to hurt your mind, is when you do it right, fats more than proteins, proteins more than carbohydrates, it's actually a moderately high calorie diet. And again, if you think, oh my gosh, I'm eating all these calories, I'm going to be gaining weight, the research says the opposite. If you've heard of this kind of concept of ketogenic dieting, lots of fat, very low carbohydrates, moderate amounts of proteins, people are losing 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds by doing this. It's because they're feeding their body the food that it needs by design. Okay, let's just do basic science. And I know this is going back to like, I don't know, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, whatever. How much energy is found in a fat? Well, when you burn a gram of fat, it gives off 9 kilocalories. Because remember, calories is a measurement of heat, the amount of heat in a food. So fat gives you 9 kilocalories. Protein gives you 4, and carbohydrates gives you 4. So fats will give you more than 2x the amount of heat. And I know that you're gonna understand this, right? Heat makes things work in your body. So you turn a metabolism on by warming it up. So the biggest lie that we've been told about weight loss is cut your fats, cut your calories, you'll lose weight. That's kind of like turn the air on in the winter and you'll get warm. That doesn't make sense. Shut off the fire and you'll burn the wood. No, you need heat and energy and power in your body if you want to burn fat. And this is why when you eat more fat, guess what you do? You burn fat. So stop counting calories, trust me on this, and start counting grams of proteins and fats and actual carbohydrates. Okay, so ready? You want your fats to be 2x your proteins, and you want your proteins to be 2x your carbs. Now you might be saying, well, how many carbs am I supposed to eat? Well, it has to do with your goal. If your goal is weight loss, you want your carbs as close to zero as humanly possible. So that would be like 0 to 10 grams per day. So if you use the equation, you would do 0 to 10 for grams of carbohydrates, sugars. You would do 20 or so grams of protein, and you would do 40 grams of fat. But notice the 20 grams of protein is only just one meal. So if we say, well, I'm going to do 2 meals a day, so it's 20 grams with lunch protein, 20 grams with dinner protein, that's 40 grams. I need 80 grams of fat and I need 20 grams of carbohydrates. Do you guys see it? Now, if you want to do 3 meals a day, 20 grams with breakfast, 20 grams protein with lunch, 20 grams protein with dinner, 60 grams of protein, that's 30 grams of carbohydrates, that's 120 grams of fat. By doing it by the ratio and the balance, you're feeding your body off its innate design and you get a better effect with that. Okay, big mistake number two. Most of us are so afraid of fat because we think if we eat fat, we will get fat. This is the classic American weight loss concept. All right, think about it. If you're at the grocery store and you're stacked between two versions of yogurts and you see low fat and you see high fat, which one do you guys buy? And now I know what you're going to say. No, I go for the high fat. But yeah, I've been at the grocery stores and I watch all the people, low fat this, low fat that, low fat this. When you take fat out of food, number one, it tastes terrible. Number two, you have to add things to it to stabilize it because fat is what things are dissolved into. So when you remove fat from dairy, for example, you have to add added ingredients, carbohydrates typically, and other nutrients to try to make up the fact that the fat is gone. Here's what the problem is with most fats. You guys are eating things that you think are healthy fats. Corn oils, canola oils, peanut oils, soybean oils, vegetable oils, because somehow in your brain you think vegetables are healthy, therefore the oils from vegetables are healthy. But in reality, the research is showing these fats are inflammatory. They cause your body to go into a fat storage state, and they don't encourage fat burning. So instead, we want to focus on the fats that encourage healthy fat burning. And they're going to sound archaic and crazy because you're going to think, aren't I going to get heart disease? Aren't I going to get fat? But in fact, the research says the opposite. One of the greatest fats you can start eating is just classic grass-fed butter. It's high in conjugated linoleic acid. It's got a ton of butyric acid, which is an anti-inflammatory for your gut, and it actually helps you to burn more fat. Same thing with avocado and coconut oils. They handle heat really well, they don't turn into a trans fat, and they help to encourage sugars down, triglycerides down, cholesterols down, and weight down. If we're gonna focus on cold oils that are healthy for you, meaning don't ever cook with these, it's olive oil, flaxseed oil, and the nut oils, walnut, almond, macadamia. These all make great dressings that can be put onto your salads or your foods to help you bump your fats up and turn on your fat burning switch. Last week we talked about how there's five key hormones that make you burn fat: adiponectin, ghrelin, leptin, insulin, and cortisol. And when you eat the inflammatory fats, the vegetable oils, the seed oils, man, you shut those hormones off and your body stores fat. When you eat the healthy anti-inflammatory fats, you activate these hormones, it stimulates your metabolism, and your body will just innately start melting fat. If you do this the right way, if you stop counting calories and instead you start counting fats and proteins and carbs by gram, and you keep the ratio appropriate, 2x the fats from the proteins and 2x the proteins from your carbs, and those fats, again, are the healthy anti-inflammatory fats, you're going to find what your body does is it turns its metabolic engine on. It turns the fat burning switch on, and you will literally not have to do a lot of working out or a lot of crazy dieting, and all of a sudden, 7 pounds goes, 10 pounds goes, and I've seen it over and over again. Hey, if you want more information on what I just mentioned to you, take a moment right now. Text the word weight loss plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. We're giving away our Fat Burning Switch ebook. How to activate this. The diet is in here. Everything I just mentioned laid out for you so you don't even have to do any work. If you follow this breakfast, lunch, and dinner guide, you turn on your fat burning switch. If you take these shopping lists to the grocery stores, you'll know what do we need to get for proteins and for vegetables and for nuts and seeds and for other foods like the oils and the milks and the things you guys need. We've done all the work for you. It's a 4-week meal plan with at least 80 recipes to show you how simple this is, and you just turn it on. Text the word weight loss plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. And again, 2 weeks into January, Saturday the 13th, I'm hosting a live event. I'd like to invite you to it so we can help you hit your New Year's health goals the right way, the functional way, asking the question, why do you have, and then answering it by saying, here's the cause. And then when we know the cause, you now know the effect you can do to reverse that cause and get your body back. All right, listen to this. How many of you have been told you should eat lots of small meals throughout the day? Because if you wait and you eat one big meal or you eat too much food at once, you'll overwhelm your metabolism and it'll make you store fat. This concept is riddled through the classic nutritional advice that medical doctors provide, or registered dietary nurses. They'll say this, right? To lose weight, eat a lot. Not a lot, but a lot often. So like, I want to do a breakfast and a snack and a lunch and a snack and a dinner and a snack, because if you eat small meals frequently, you won't be as hungry and you'll lose weight. Here's the problem with this. The research shows every time you put food in your mouth, you spike insulin. The second insulin goes into your blood, it stimulates a hormone in your body that says store fat, don't burn fat. So unlike classic advice, the last thing you ever want to do is eat little tiny meals all throughout the day thinking it's going to stimulate your metabolism. There was a study published in the journal Nutrition, which should tell you what they study, where they found out that if you eat six small meals a day hoping to lose weight, that you actually gain more weight in the long term than if you were to structure your meals properly, which I'll share with you in a moment. Here's why. Hormone insulin is secreted the second anything hits your mouth that's food-based, even if it's healthy foods. That hormone goes into your blood and signals to your mitochondria to say, hey, we need a little bit of energy, so take some of those carbs for energy, but we want to take that energy and now store fat because this person is eating frequently, which means they must be preparing for some future famine. Okay, remember, it's all about hormones. When the hormones that say store fat get activated, you store fat. When the hormones that say burn fat get activated, you burn fat. And you cannot stimulate your fat-burning hormones by eating multiple times throughout the day. So instead, the best way to do this is to structure your eating around the idea of long terms between your meals. And we have a commercial break looming, so I want to share with you, when I come back, I'm going to teach you the greatest method of eating, the greatest method of timing, so you turn on the ability for you to lose a tremendous amount of weight, but yet eat really awesome foods while we do that. Take a moment right now, text the word weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You'll get the Fat Burning Switch ebook sent directly to your email. You'll get the 4-week food guide, breakfast, lunch, and dinner already pre-laid out for you. You'll get the shopping list so that you can save time when you're going to the grocery stores and only get the ones that match the recipes which make you burn fat. You'll also get access to the masterclass that we're hosting in January. It's the 13th, where we're going to take you step by step through transforming your health. Think of it as a total body makeover. And how much does all of this cost? Nada, zilch, nothing. Our gift to you during the holiday time, again, text the word weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. The best is yet to come. We'll be right back. And again, name and email the word weight loss to 704-906-2094. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. It's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health conditions when you become your own doctor, when you become educated in the root cause of your health conditions, and when you activate a simple healing method that today we're talking about turning on your fat-burning switch. Our conversation for today is the myths, the common mistakes people make when they think they're doing the right diet to lose weight, or they think they're doing the right versions of working out to lose weight, and how these things, if done inappropriately, shut off your fat-burning switch. They don't allow you to lose weight, and in fact, they tell your body store fat for the long haul. We've been giving away also a Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook. If you haven't yet grabbed this, currently there's hundreds of people in the Charlotte area that have already downloaded it. It's completely free. And inside this ebook, 4 weeks of meal plans perfectly laid out for you that will help you to turn on your fat burning switch the right way. 4 weeks of shopping lists, all the foods you need to get so you don't have to spend time designing your meal plans. I mean, think about it. That alone is worth, what, a couple $100 or more? It also has 80 recipes inside of here, and these recipes are designed to activate your body's inborn fat-burning power by not counting calories, by not eating small meals multiple times throughout the day, by not going low fat, like we've talked. These are the common myths that people think, if I do this, I'll lose weight, but in fact, it doesn't work. Okay, so how do you get this ebook? Simple, text your name, your email, the word weight loss to 704-906-2094, and my team will send it straight to you. The number again, 704-906-2094. If you're watching our live stream on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, which is now X, look up or below and you'll see a link and it should take you straight to the ability to text it or to download it. Okay, so What are the common things that we're doing today that are sabotaging our weight loss? We talked at the top of the hour. If you're counting calories, you're missing the mark by 1,000%. Weight loss is not less calories in, more calories out, therefore weight goes down. All right, we discussed that a calorie is simply just the measurement of the amount of heat a food has. And can you eat low-calorie crap junk foods, carbonated beverages, refined processed foods, artificial flavorings and artificial ingredients, and processed foods? Did you get it? Crap, C, carbonated, R, refined, A, artificial, P, processed. If you eat low-calorie processed carbohydrate-laden, you know, crappy foods, it's different than if you're eating healthy, real whole foods. So I might eat a lot of calories of real food and burn a lot of fat, or I eat a very little calorie counts of junk foods and, you know, I'll call them processed foods, and I actually gain weight. So be careful counting calories. It's the wrong thing to count. We talked that the best things to count is in grams each day. How many carbohydrates did you actually eat? And look, I had somebody text in over the break and say, well, how do I do this? It's simple. You go to Google, you type in the foods you're eating, and you say, how many carbohydrates are in blank? How many carbohydrates in the apple I just ate? How many carbohydrates in the broccoli? How many carbs in a piece of, you know, fish, chicken, turkey, eggs, etc.? What you're going to find out, watch this, the amount of carbs in an egg is like almost zero. The amount of carbs in olives, zero. The amount of carbs in pickles, near zero. So if you eat really healthy foods, the carbohydrates go down just innately. Now, we want proteins to be present, and we need those to be, for the average person listening, most adults, somewhere between 60 to 80 grams of protein. So if you're getting 60 to 80 grams of protein, the math says keep your carbohydrates to 50% of that if you want to lose weight. Did you hear that? Let me say it again. However many grams of protein you eat per day, half in grams should be carbs, but then double in grams should be fats. So if I eat 80 grams of protein today, I want 160 grams of fat, and I want 40 grams of carbohydrates. And that right there, guys, is your body's metric on how to activate fat loss. But Dr. Ernst, what if I do 100 grams of protein? Okay, 200 grams of fat, 50 grams of carbohydrates, and guess what? The ratio is the same. It's the fat burning switch, turn on your body's metabolic ratio. This is how our bodies were designed. We're supposed to eat more fat than protein, more protein than carbs. So what's the problem with the standard American diet? It's a flip. We eat more carbs than protein, we eat more protein than fats because we're so afraid of fats that we think it's gonna make us gain weight. And that's myth number two. Very simply, if you're eating fats that you think are healthy because they're highly processed or they're vegetable-based, right? How many of you would say, no way, butter, yes, margarine. No way, coconut oil, yes, canola oil. Supposedly healthy oils, right? Because they're vegetable-based. Well, guess what? The research shows they cause inflammation, they destroy your hormones, and they turn on the hormones that say store fat. Insulin specifically, as insulin goes up, you store fat instead of burning it. So we want to eat the fats that are really, really healthy. They're listed for you in the ebook, and everything you need is in the ebook. If you're like, well, I don't know how to do this, download the ebook. It's designed for you step by step. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the desserts and the recipes in the ebook. Hey, simply text the phrase weight loss plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. We'll send you the ebook. We'll send you the information you need. As a bonus, watch this. We'll even send you the restaurants in the Charlotte area that have the healthy foods you can eat when going out. We'll send you a alkaline acid diet balance so you know which foods are high in acidity that cause inflammation and disease and which foods are alkaline that help you to heal. And guess what? A lot of the alkaline foods are in the zone of what I call fat-burning foods. And a lot of the acid foods are in the zone of turn off your fat-burning switch foods. But yet, now watch this. A lot of the acid foods are low calorie. So see, you eat them because you think they're going to make you burn fat. Here's another problem that a lot of people do. Instead of counting calories, I'd like you guys to start counting ingredients. And this might seem quite simple. If you pick up a box of some sort of food item and you turn it over and you see a novel for the ingredients, right? Like paragraph after paragraph, you might want to run away from that, because real food has usually one ingredient. Like, think about it. If God had to print a label on a carrot and say, what's in these carrots? It's going to say carrots. If you pick up an apple and say, what's in an apple? It's ingredients or apples. Now, if we pick up a boxed food item or some sort of packaged food item and you see it has this stabilizer and that ingredient and like stacks and stacks, run as far as you can, because the less ingredients found in a food, the healthier it is for you and the more it encourages fat burning. I'm going to say something. This is just research. 80% of Americans, when tested, will flunk a basic nutrient exam, meaning they're low in vitamin D, they're low in calcium, they're low in magnesium. And the reason for this is when you eat chemicals rather than nutrients, you induce what's called a gut leak. Guys, this is very popular today, this concept of leaky gut, right? If you're not paying attention to the health of your gut, you can kiss your weight loss goals goodbye. And here's why. When your gut is leaking, your brain is just so smart, your body is so intelligently designed to keep you healthy, that what it will do is it will say, hey, the intestines are leaking, we're losing nutrients, we need to somehow stop this leak. So it'll say, hey, fat, and hey, cholesterol, can you go down into the intestines and create a blanket, a layer of protection to try to grab all the nutrients that are leaking? Because we, your body, the cells, are becoming deficient, and we, your body and cells, can't produce the energy that we need for life. So we're going to throw fat and cholesterol into the gut to make us hold the nutrients that we're leaking. This is why so many people pack fat around their abdomen and say, how come I can't see my abs, yet I'm working out like crazy? How come I can't see my abs and I'm going low calorie? It's because if you have a gut leak because of eating consistent chemically based, I'll call it synthetically enhanced foods, you're going to damage your intestine and induce a gut leak. And the effect is your body says, I need to put fat down there to try to absorb my nutrients. 80% of Americans, when tested, flunk a nutrient exam when looking at blood and urine. Listen to this, 90% of Americans, if tested, are deficient in the healthy omega fats that they need to seal their intestines and to produce anti-inflammation and calm the fire of the burn of your disease down. If 9 out of 10 people are deficient in healthy fats and 8 out of 10 are deficient in nutrients, can you see how we're trying to fight a war, but we have no ability since we don't have the nutrients we need? I don't know if you know this or not. You cannot burn fat without magnesium, copper, zinc, selenium, and you need water and oxygen. Okay, this is the equation for turn on fat burning. Nutrients are needed to make your mitochondria actually grab fat and turn it into energy. Remember we said before at the top of the hour, fats give you 9 kilocalories of heat energy. Proteins give you 4. Carbs give you 4. So if you want energy, if you want fat burning, we need to be able to eat fat and we need to be able to burn fat. So when we eat foods that are high in chemicals and sugar and processed ingredients, it induces damage to our intestines, causing a gut leak. Then we leak our nutrients out into our blood and your kidneys will generally just excrete them. So we become nutrient deficient. This has been proven over and over again that a gut leak will cause you to lose nutrients. Nutrient loss causes your cells to starve for the ingredients they need to burn fat. And your body says, hey, we need to fix this. So the fat we have will go straight to the gut to try to absorb those nutrients that you're losing, because we can't live without them. And what happens is you get the fat here. And no matter how hard you work, it won't go away because it's actually saving your life. I know you didn't want to hear that. The fat in your gut is there protecting you from potential future damage. If you were to go liposuction it away, it's going to come back. If you're going to go work really hard at the gym to try to make it go away, it comes right back. So how do we get it to go away? We eat real foods that are low in chemical synthetic nutrients. One way to find out, how many ingredients on the back of the box? Okay, now watch this. If we actually go after real foods, and I mean like things that grow from the earth and are designed for humans to eat, you're going to find that the colors will kind of hint to you as to what do they do. So for example, foods that are red and orange, which is now we're going to be in the vegetable categories and sometimes fruits, are really high in carotenoids, which are good for your organs because they help to decrease inflammation. If we can decrease inflammation in the liver, we start to get better conversions of cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugars. Foods that are green, of course, your green leafy vegetables, very high in the trace minerals we need. This is where our zinc and selenium and copper and iodine come from. They're also loaded with B vitamins and vitamin K. Leafy greens specifically will support your ability to burn fat because they give you the precursors you need for your mitochondria to turn on. I don't know if you joined us 2 weeks ago when I talked about how your mitochondria actually burn fat for you, but they can't do it. They're the engine. They can't turn on unless you turn the key, and your food is the fuel. So if you're eating food, even healthy food, this is the challenge. Some people will be like, I went completely organic and I went vegan and I'm not losing weight. That tells me mitochondria aren't working. You need the nutrients to activate the mitochondria. The copper, the selenium, the zinc, these all come from your greens. And this is why eating more greens will help you to burn fat. And then the blues and the purples. Okay, this would be things like blueberries, blackberries. What's a purple food? Eggplant, etc. Okay, ready for this? Very high in something called anthocyanin. These are very complex anti-inflammatories that can protect your body as you burn fat. Because when we burn fat, there's waste. Just like everything else, when you burn wood, there's ash. And if we don't get the ash out of the fireplace, it's gonna be hard to burn more wood. If we burn fat, we're gonna have oxidative reactions. There's a waste product, and your body needs to get rid of the waste to be able to burn more fat. So what do the blue and purples do? Well, they get rid of the waste. What do the greens do? They turn the engine on. They turn the fire on. And what do the reds and oranges do? They stimulate your organs so that you get the effect from you burning fat. This is why a highly colored fruit and vegetable diet is typically one that encourages your health. Because remember, your health is inversely connected to your weight. If you're healthy, you got a high health, your weight's going to be down. If you're sick, your weight's going to go up because your weight is an inverse reflection of your health. Does this make sense to you guys? Okay, look, if you're like, I don't even know where to begin with a blue, green, orange, purple diet, download the Fat Burning Switch ebook. All the recipes are geared to giving you what you need to burn fat. The meal plans are in here. The shopping lists are in here. Like literally 80 different recipes with 4 weeks of breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, and even desserts. Look, that alone should make you want to download this. Wait, I can eat dessert and lose weight if you do it the right way. I can have really good foods and eat meals that I love and lose weight, not have to starve myself doing the calorie counting. Yes, all in the ebook. So simply text the word weight loss with your name and your email to 704-906-2094, and it's all yours for free. Again, the phone number, 704-906-2094. Okay, a couple other things, just as we have now 5 minutes to go. Ready? Another mistake that a lot of people make is they assume that when they're going through a change in their diet, that growl, that hunger, that pain is the fact that they need to eat. Like I've heard people say it, you know, I tried the new diet, but man, I'm just so hungry and I don't know if I can control that because all I keep hearing is, okay, ready? You have a high chance that that is thirst, not hunger. What a lot of people do is they misconstrue this concept that I'm hungry. Therefore, this diet's not working. So therefore I quit. I give up. I'm done with this. I can't do it. When all you need to do is drink water. You may know this. Signs of dehydration begin with hunger. And I know it's crazy, isn't it? But the signal in your brain, it sits right next to the hunger signal. So thirst will stimulate a portion of your brain that sits right next to the portion that says hunger. So a lot of you have just unmistakably been cognitively trained that I'm hungry, so therefore I eat when it should be. I'm hungry, going to drink water. Look, the evidence is out there. If you drink a cup of water when you're hungry, almost 90% of people will say, you know what? I'm no longer hungry anymore. And they actually eat less food. You drink water first, it makes you eat less food because it stimulates again the concept in the portion of the brain that says, I'm no longer thirsty, so shut off that hunger sensation. 80% of Americans are dehydrated by volume when we test them. And there are blood tests that can be done to see, are you hydrated? 80% of people fail a basic hydration test. When you're thirsty, your brain will say, my stomach's going to growl. I can feel lightheaded. I can feel faint. I feel irritable. I feel like lack of concentration. And an undereducated person will say, my blood sugars are dropping. I need to eat. No, you don't. Just drink water. Now, here's the challenge with drinking water. When you're dehydrated and you drink more water, you don't actually absorb it in the beginning. If anybody's ever had a plant that you forgot to water and all of a sudden the dirt gets really dry and when you come home and you water it, it just shoosh straight through it and it goes to the little tray at the bottom. So you have to then wait a little bit and do it again. And then you have to wait a little bit and do it again. You have to get the dirt to pull apart and actually fill the pot. Same thing with your body. When you're dehydrated, your cells actually shrink and the space between them enhances. So as you start to drink more water in the beginning, guess what most people say? I can't do this because I'm constantly going to the bathroom. Well, it's temporary. It's a part of the hydration process. So you fix this by drinking small amounts of water frequently throughout the day. That's what we should do 16 times, not eat small foods throughout the day. We should drink water. 8 ounces here, 12 ounces here, 13 ounces here, 20 ounces there. And the best way to keep the water in you is to add electrolytes and stabilizers to your water. Because again, the number one complaint I get is, I've heard all this stuff about drinking a gallon of water a day, it's supposed to transform my health. I did it and I was in the bathroom 16 times, I can't do this. If you put apple cider vinegar, citric acids that come from lemons and limes, and a little bit of electrolytes, either a direct electrolyte or salts, Himalayan, not white table salts, with all the minerals, your body will say, wow, this water doesn't just have water. It has acids that I need for hydration. It has nutrients I need, the minerals. So you keep the water in you and you now hydrate. And I know it sounds crazy, but your body uses water to burn fat. If I pour water on a fire that's burning outside, I'll put it out. But if I pour water on your mitochondria and I give them the nutrients you need, you turn that engine on and you burn fat. So what are the biggest mistakes people are making? Number one, they're counting calories. They're not counting fats, proteins, and carbs. Number two, they're following the idea that a low-fat diet makes me lose weight. So we want to go on a high-fat, healthy diet and make sure our proteins and carbs are on track. Number three, we got to cut the number of ingredients down and just eat real food. Make sure it's colored and it matches the design of your body, and we need to drink more water. And I know it sounds nuts, but if you just do that, you'll start losing weight like crazy. And then I get to see you next week so we can talk about the next layers of losing weight. Hey, take a moment right now. If you want our Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook, text your name, your email, and the word weight loss to 704-906-2094. Everything you need is in there for you. Hey, Merry Christmas. I know it's in a couple days. Happy New Year's. I'll see you before that, though. Have an exceptional day, and here's to you losing weight. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next week. Until then, Merry Christmas. Be blessed. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.